Well, hello. This is A Day at the Beach Podcast. This is edition number 197. My name is Clint Beachwood, and this is your home for new releases in the worldwide genre of surf music. We're going to ease into the podcast with a song from William J. LePetitmane. They come from the Netherlands. I'm going to start things off with a song off of their Queen of the Jungle LP. It's called The Stroll. Was William J. LePetitmane. You might know him from Blazing Saddles. He was the governor. But this is the band from the Netherlands, and you just heard The Stroll. Well, hi, welcome to the show. A lot of new bands making their first time appearance on the show today. Two giveaways. What more do you want? And modern surf music, new releases, almost everything modern releases. I do have a couple that are a few years old, but they're new to me, and that's why I put them on the show. Up next is another band from the Netherlands, like WJLP. This is the Kronk John Devils from their new LP, Music from the Stars, A Journey Through Space and Time. This is a song called The Force. Welcome to A Day at the Beach Podcast, number 197. Well, that was the Wrecked Crew, as opposed to the Wrecking Crew. The Wrecked Crew, I don't know a whole lot about. The Wrecked Crew did the Surf Raider, and it's one of the cuts on the Wave Walkin' compilation, which is a tribute to the Surf Raiders. More on that in just a second. Before that, it was King Pelican from San Antonio, Texas. They did Turtle Over Tokyo, and that's a cut off the most recent compilation put out with the Continental Magazine, issue number 32, put out by Double Crown Records. Tsunami of Sound, this is one of the bands that goes back a few years. Permanent Wave by Tsunami of Sound came out in 2016. You heard a song called Pole Toy. That band is from Massachusetts. Before that, it was Waveyard. They're from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. They did Mafia Riviera, and that comes from their LP of last year, Embuscade de la Station Service. Or Ambush at the Service Station. Oh, man. And the Crunk John Devils started the set with The Force. Well, one of the giveaways for today's show is a free download of the compilation Wave Walkin', a tribute to the Surf Raiders. I have a download code off Bandcamp. Just let me know you're interested. I'll put your name in a hat. I'll draw the winner on May 1st, May Day. And that will be anywhere around the world since it's just a download code. I will gladly give it to any of you. Up next is a new band to the show called The I-5. They're going to do Hang 5, and this comes from their new release, Coast Ghost. This is I-5 on A Day at the Beach.
Checking out the latest A Day at the Beach podcast. Stay tuned for all the very latest instrumental surf sounds from all over the world, brought to you every month by Clint Beachwood. Enjoy!
Thank you.
from Sacramento, California. Those are the Magustas and their self-titled LP. The song I played was Montaña del Oro. 12 songs on this new album that just came out last month. And speaking of new releases, the Surfer Jets' new LP, Roller Fink, is digitally being released today, April 22nd. You can find it on Bandcamp and I'm sure other streaming services. The vinyl LP can be pre-ordered. It will be released sometime later. It will be on Candy Floss vinyl, Roller Fink, released by High Tide Records. The song you heard just now was Priscilla. They come out of Toronto, Canada. And from Antwerp, Belgium, you heard Saint Anna Bay Coconuts doing Out of the Water from their LP of last year, Harbor City Surfing. From Eugene, Oregon, the I-5 started the set with Hang 5, and their new LP is called Coast Ghost. Well, up next is a new album by The Cruncher from Germany. It's called Who'll Be the Next in Line. It is a cover of that Kinks classic. I have two CDs to give away, one to the United States, one to anywhere in the world. My friend Rudiger, who is close friends with The Cruncher, has agreed to mail one anywhere in the world to the winner here on A Day at the Beach. So thank you, Rudiger, for doing that. And here's the only catch. Of the, 10, 12 LPs that The Cruncher has put out, full-length LPs, how many of all those songs were original compositions by The Cruncher himself? Let me know. You have until May 1st. Whoever comes the closest to the correct number of original compositions, I have two CDs, so the two closest to the number will win that CD, one here in the United States, one worldwide. So without further ado, let's play a song off his new LP, Who Will Be the Next in Line. This is Free Fall. It's a Richie Podalor composition, and I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
You just heard a couple bands making their very first appearance on a Day at the Beach podcast. The Eerie from London in the UK. Self-titled EP, The Eerie did Megapede. Before that, it was Apollo's Ghost from New York. Ray Mazza on drums. He sent me their second album called Second Summer. Song you heard was Small Armies. Cool sound, kind of a rich, dark feel to that sound. I'm sure you'll be hearing more from this band, Apollo's Ghost. The Wet Ones in front of that from Vermont did Jungle Jim from The Monster of Jungle Island, and the Cruncher started the set with Free Fall from the album You Can Win and Hold in Your Hands, Who Will Be the Next in Line. Well, up next is Susan Surftones. She's been around for quite a while. One of the first ones that started sending me music back when I first started doing the DJ thing back in 2001. Susan's most recent release is a collection of old Beatles songs. The album is called Beatle Roots, and this is Things We Said Today. You are listening to A Day at the Beach podcast, number 197.
Hi, this is Roman of the Del Sotos from Moscow, Russia. Have a listen to this track from our fully instrumental LP here on the Day at the Beach podcast. Come find us on Bandcamp and check out our full album here. We recorded this album in a fully analog process, completely on tape, and we hope that you will enjoy it. And we'll keep on doing our thing. Make surf, not war. Спасибо.
right, a lot of information here in this last break. Let's start with the songs. You just heard Beach Bomb, a band out of Oslo, Norway. They did Sharknami. It's a digital single. The Schwangos with Mr. Pole's Revenge, another song off their Curious Tourist LP. They're a band out of Wisconsin. The Del Sotos from Russia, which you heard in their promo. Step to Me is the name of the song, and Susan Surftone with Things We Said Today. Three more songs to wrap up the show. Up next is a band called Garner Firebird. I just got this CD. It came out in 1999, and I'm just getting my hands on it. Cool CD. It's called This Is Garner Firebird, and the song you'll hear is AAA Aardvark Hotel. This is a band from Toronto, Canada. Big Mick and the Curl has recently put out a new LP called Dune, an album that I just love the artwork on this. 67 Impala is the name of the song. And wrapping the show up with The Breakers doing Escalation, coming off another album that is being released as I speak, April 22nd. The name of the album is Strange Shores, Old Singles and New Hits by The Breakers out of Chicago. A few big announcements here. Let's start with a reminder to win the two giveaways, the Wave Walkin' tribute to the music of Bob Daly and the Surf Raiders, and also the Crunchers new release, Who Will Be the Next in Line. Two CDs, one going to the U.S., one going worldwide. Don't be shy. Thank you, as always, to Rick Wilkinson and Austin Ribbon Microphones for sponsoring the podcast. I want to announce that I will unveil a new podcast logo created by Steven Blinkenstaff in the next day or two. Stay tuned for that. It is really cool. I am really happy with it. And I'm going to start archiving all these shows. I'm going to put all the A Day at the Beach podcast shows and the Clint Beachwood show all on one SoundCloud page, and I'm going to archive them all. So if you want to hear old shows, you'll be able to do that. It will all be under one SoundCloud page. Thanks for listening to Podcast 197. This is A Day at the Beach. My name is Clint Beachwood. Enjoy the songs. This is Garner Firebird.